There are four places of human settlement alluded to in these psukim, the Gra explains, and these can be further grouped into two sets of two. There is the city and the outskirts beyond it. The city can be subdivided into the city itself and its gateways, while the outer areas can also be subdivided into the large squares beyond the gates where business is conducted, where the markets exist, and the still further out domains, even more distant than those, yet still associated with the city. Going inward from the outermost regions, then, these respectively are referred to as A, chutzos, the areas outside the city surrounding it and still connected to it, B, rechavos, the large public squares just beyond the gates, C, sha'aros, the gateways themselves, and D, the city itself, the homes, the ear. Aside from their literal meaning, the Gaon teaches that in our context, these four places also serve as metaphors for the four distinct levels of Torah interpretation, pshat, drash, remez, and sod. Pshat, the simple meaning of the text, corresponds to the outermost areas, drash to the squares, moving inward still, remez to the gates, and sod to the city proper, the dwellings themselves. The Gra highlights the precise language used in the previous pasuk and in this one, how each of these forms of wisdom are mentioned in tones most appropriate for their environs. An undiscernible sound in the distance corresponds to the level of understanding attained with merely the pshat, and it eventually works up to sod, clear and enlightened conversation, amira, in our pasuk.